I read you from the Sefer Truma yesterday, we had on the screen, which Arlan had most of it. If you take a look over here in the Tosas Sarosh, Samatesa Manav, the Maskal Lav, Miukimnik Rabbi Akiva, Mashmad Rabbi Chanina, Lo Mizor, Lelukimnik Rabbi Akiva, that's the Shabbat Rabbi Lezer. Why? Because according to Rabbi Chanina, he requires Sfurum Lefanenu, even according to Rabbi Lezer. Mitokach Nirit, Lachon Karav, as the Sefer Truma argued, the Sofan Alf Ishan Tilasim, the Sugin, the Sofan Apelas Kavasei. That's exactly what the Sefer Truma said. I didn't realize it's right here on the page. It's right in front of us. Look here, to the Tosafot Rosh. All right, you have to turn the page. It's right staring in the face. It's exactly the Sefer Truma said. What? Rabbi Chanina Nami lo mituk mek Rabbi Lezer. The cave and lo bin and sfurum lefaneinu b'chol ha-yomim. You don't have to count every single day, right? Only one in seven. Him kein chum Rabbi Almahi. The boy sofa netchilos. V'lav midoraisa. V'chamat polina lo mishum tevila bezmanam mitzvah. In our Gemara, have a motzi lak shuyi l'tamech l'tamech kund yur b'chanina hechi motzi mukvus lo b'shemin nekra b'leze l'shtamash mekein l'kom alav mi yukim nekra b'yakiva mash b'afil l'leze l'derav. It's going to be straight even according to b'chanina, so it proves nothing. But kitzanim, the first of the same Truma said is found right here on the page in the Tosas Rosh. How do I know about this? They saw things later in the Sefer. No, it's not this one. It's further down. It was printed.
No.
Barsha, that's the one. Okay. David Tebel, author of Nachlas David. Now, Nachlas David is a classic Sefer. Yes, how do I know about that? I never even heard of the base of it. But the Mishmera Satara quoted it. So he quoted it. Thanks to our able Shira assistant. That was looked at it on the computer this morning. I called the library. They said they have the 1854 edition. I said, that's just taking it out and it's fall apart in my hands. You know, I've got to see it on the screen. Okay. Simon Bays. It's one of these situations. For some reason, every other page is big, every other page is small. I can't figure out how this happens, but whatever. We'll try to only stick this to the big pages. I know the print is too small for you to see. Can you see this print? Okay, if I make it bigger, I'm afraid it's going to...
Well, it's
about... Oh.
Click that, and then I'll just...
Okay, if you can do it, just do it.
Yeah, I just need to drive it up. Yeah.
I don't want to make it too big. Big enough?
Slightly.
Really? Okay. So it's about the Miltstocker, who said you were... What happened? I mean, it's about the Miltstocker. Baal Miltstocker goes through the whole story about what they asked against Rav. How are we just saw? Okay. So he writes, Sidre Tara. Oh. The Sidre Tara agrees that according to Rav, you don't need Kavan or the Sphere Cloud. But according to Rabbi Chanina, then the Miltstocker is correct. I don't understand him, says the base David. Who atma hiskin to the Rav lo bin in kavan of the sphira? It's proof from the sugi itself, that's for sure. And so all the riots fall apart. He goes through the whole sugi. I'm not going to go through the entire everything because it takes much too long. This is too small. Oh, let's try over here. Okay. Oh. What are we left with? Tara says, "According to Rabbi Chanina, from the Fadenu, open the Gemara." What does the Gemara say? The Gemara has an expression over here. Right, important expression. The Gemara says over here in the discussion, "Do you require?" Take a look. The Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Okay. So the Gemara says. On the fourth wide line, So it sounds like that the machlokas Rav and Rav Chanina is exactly this, as the Sidrei Tara said. But will, as we shall see, the expression Sfurim Lefanenu can mean different things to different people. Let's take a look. Oh. Again, Rav Chanina requires Sfurim Lefanenu. What does that mean? The bedikas tchilas and mikvis Sfurim Lefanenu to the muchach mihod the poroch the rabbas bas reis the dafkam the brisa the toa. Abul Rav Kamais Lurav Chanina Lo Porich Umit No Tema the Rabbana Lo Bina Tzvurim Bifoneinu. That's the expression of the Gemara over here, that you don't require it. So it sounds like it's a machlokas between the various opinions. Shema the Rav Chanina the Rav Kamais Abina B'dikas Tzvurim and Mikis Tzvurim Bifoneinu Shikil Emeim Adu Kimna Chazkayo, etc. The cave under Rabbi Chanina bin Sfurim Bifanenu, Haven is our Baal Sidre Tara. The bin is Shetakave, Mitiyache, Domemel, and the Kim Shalah, Kumash Kazim Mil Stoker. The Balaboke ain't can Sfurim Bifanenu. That's what the Sidre Tara says. Vani Omer, that's incorrect. Lesser. To Sfurim Bifanenu, to come up in Gemara, catch this phrase. Ain't a Kavona a la Kavona. It's not a typo. It doesn't mean kavana, as the Miltzdaka said. Rak the sfurim of beduk and binan. Ule bedika kore lo hatora sfira. Ule lo bedika lo mikri sfira klal, as he proved earlier. In gabderav chanina, aflu yehekin varov of the Sidre Tara. Rabbi chanina bin sfurim the fanenu. Ule bedika astchilas and kore lo sfurim the fanenu. Hayne Mishum came the day Bedika is Chazku Kol Yomim Becheskas Tahara. Aye, they said because through the Fanenu, Avol Shara Yomim came Lo Bina Ben Bedika, Hachinami Lo Bina Ben Kavona Klal. See, the Heskas has one matter. Look what he says. Interesting, right? Teda, Rabbi Akiva De Bina Bedika B'Chol Yom Shem Desfirle De Vesaf Zayin Yomim Dafka. Yeah, Hachitesak Adatim. You think for a second. Im kisicha datan. Im isicha datan ben mixes hayom v'lo kivna bo l'sfira shol yala la shuv also hayom. She went for a nap. She was mesich das. So the whole day is bottle. Kwan to kiva. You need every single second of the day? Ridiculous. Elevada. Keva in the kvar kima mitzvah sfira bo also yom shuv lo ichbas lon b'ma she isicha datan achakach. Hachanam de kavas ol Rabbi Chanina came in the batcha b'tchilasan lo ichbas lan klal in visicha data v'yom shebein tayin the kulu zayam of the Rabbi Chanina alim b'de Rabbi Lazar kichad yom the Rabbi Akiva dinu came in the Rav the Sudha Taras moide we don't care s'chadas yeah we know la se pluk the b'zeh ben Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina can also be explained that way. Then he asks other questions, which I'm not going to go into everything right now. Bottom line, he thinks that the Simil Stok is wrong, and the Sidrei Tara is wrong. He goes a little bit further than that. Ikab Dina, she calls Zayin Yom, Bishleimus Sfurim came, Bedika Nameti Boy. Welcome your mind, like Rabbi Akiva. Vim Lo Kab Dina, Nakulo, Rakab Meksasan, Keminol on the Yom, Shib in time to the Sphere Cloud. But Anu Arem is because of the Shneimine Spheres. Elu, ha'achas bebedika, ha'achas shalom bebedika. V'zos yitkoh al tchilos ha'vesofa, v'zos yitkoh al yom ha'shebein tayim. Ein ze'el adivrei nevius. That's not a compliment. It's possible that there are all holes this way, even though we'll see what we saw briefly yesterday, but he thinks it's divrei nevius. It's all the quantity of Sidrei Tara holes Rabbi Chanina argues and requires from the Fonenu, according to what I said earlier from the Bala Truma. It's only a chashash drabona b'yam. We saw it just now in this Ritosa Rosh. Umid the rice the moda l'rav in Cain, the proof is knocked out. Ika chashash was worried about the smag and those people. Pazah b'chanina, u'shita zu. This is what we said yesterday. Shita zu ein lo kiyum. It's impossible to accept it. Rakla b'mashi yishiv b'tviyem sefer tshuva. Ule sefer tshuva. It's only the rabona. We saw in Ritosa Rosh today. We reviewed it. Right? Yeah. Again, So therefore, he's saying, Minola nechmiru kolkach. Who said that Machmir so much like the Miltzdaka? Who said? It's only the Rabbon of Chumra B'Yalma. He agrees, going to the Rav. Who says it's more? Emlo achmir rak livdok b'chiloson v'sulo? Edukative b'zeh, moiridik. Adkan. See, he's completely against the Miltzdaka, but it's many, many important things for us. That's why I'm saying over here again. There are many ways to understand this whole sugya. Kamal Kota was saying that the Beis Yosef was all basing himself on the assumption that there's a shadow of a Dorais over here. How do we know? Because when it came to twice a day, the Beis Yosef says it's not Makkah B'Di'evet. When it came to 1 and 7, it sounds like it's Makkah B'Di'evet, although not B'Di'evet Gomer, we suggest, in the Huckle, in a normal case of B'Di'evet, and B'Di'evet squared, Shaz HaTzchak squared. Okay. Why? The same people say the same thing. Now it's true, having pointed out, the smack is an exception. The smack says twice a day, and the smack rejects the smack, basically. We'll come to that. But by and large, they're more or less in the same camp. Why did he accept one chumra and not the other? The answer is he held the one chumra as a shadow of Dorais, the one shadow of the Rabbanim. So this is against this space, right? It's against two things. It's against Rabbi Karp, who suggests that twice a day is a Dorais, with his new shtickle Torah, tchila himself of the Yom, and tchila himself of the Shavua. Brilliant to go Torah, but it's against the Beis Yosef on the one hand. But it's also against the Sefer Atshuva, who says Befein Derech Ha'Osir Rosh, says Chumrat Olam B'Derabbanan. So it seems that the Beis David is correct. Notwithstanding what Rav Yosef Karo says in Shulchan Aruch, it's probably not right. Probably he's basing himself on the assumption that it's a Doraisa, this Rishon Shvi, and that's if it's true it's a Doraisa, then it's Shkol Kalocha. Or it could be Kalocha, as he's saying Lokiyim. As it's the Rabbanan. Once it's the Rabbanan, A, you don't have to be Makkah for it so much, and B, who says the Makkah so much, Bechlaub, as far as the Miltzdaka is concerned. So there is much more room to be made in a pinch situation, not stop kacha, but in certain circumstances. And I think that's correct. I think it's correct. This is a very, very important yuso. And as a matter of fact, poskim are against the Mechava for other reasons. Because it's Truma and the Smak and the Smak. No one said definitely possible. They didn't know. So ain't Suffolk of these three Gedol, the most of the Vade, of all the other Rishonim. So Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, Kuv Tzadiva, and others. Just giving you a summation of what we're saying over here. Fine. There's more to be said about this Nakuda. And I want to just talk about it right now. We mentioned at the end of the Shia yesterday, the issue of the the Raven. How do I go back to here? We're done with this back in Spiral Line?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the Raven. Bali HaNefesh. Sphere Bidika. It was Bays, right? It's Bays? I think it was Bays. So what did he say over here? He says you have to check the Chatchila 1 and 7, and the Balamor rejects that. Even the Chatchila, excuse me, and the Chatchila every day of the 7. Only B'di'evet is 1 and 7, and the Balamor rejects that. 1 or 7 is good, like Rav. In between, he's not sure. Brings a raya from neither. The Balamor rejects that too. Okay, you with me so far? Well, let's catch the Seder of the Balamora's rejections. That's what the Note of Yuda speaks about. Watch this. Mistabra, he calls it the Raivet. On a Tvayim Temegoto. What do you mean, Raivet from Nida to Zava? You wanted the ruin, Bedikas Tatchol of Asof? Minayel Anashte Bedikas Amsik of Bedikas Tatchol of Bedikas Asof? Where do you get that from? That's number one. Number two, a more fundamental question. Marol lismoch al Rav, the mitzchlas afish and sofam. No, Rabbi Chanina disagrees. Shefala Rabbi Chanina. She has two kashas. Frankly, not a Behuda. It's out of order. Should the first ask the kasha on the first statement of the Raven, namely passing like Rav, and then he can pilpul about the extension of that. Not only is 1 or 7 good, but so is 3 or 4 any other day. It's out of order. So not a Behuda asks this kasha in. Simon Kuf Chav Ches. The question, of course, becomes, let's see it inside. Let's get back to Shuvah Shnos Yehuda. Kuf Chaf Ches. Let's see. It's possible that I found this in the beautiful footnotes in this beautiful Ravid. I think that's where he may have quoted it. I'm not really sure. Get it right. Tinyana Kuf Chaf Ches. The Bia Lama Icher Harazal Lahasik Rabbeinu Who Hisik Alav Liel. He should have asked that question first. Why is he waiting to now to ask the question in the original paragraph? Okay, I assume he means Yerodeya Tinyana Kuf Chaf Ches. I'm assuming that for the moment. Okay, close this whole discussion. Hatavotamua, the Mashaikh Hasagazukan, Hasagazu Makoma Besiv Beis. You know what they did? They broke up differently. Yeah? Old Mara. Nidaiti. Hu Adoba Shedibarti. Rabbi Chanina Ein Shum Svar Alomar. Tisagi Bedika Sam Tsoim. Vishapa Kosova Razo. The old Marol Lismoch al Rav became a Daloka Bechanina, Memela Shuv Nidche Bedikas Ramsoin. Himten Arazo Basogazu, Lahasa Base Piska Rivet, Lidcho Schneen Basogazu, a Kiddish Golo Meod. So again, what he says, I repeat what he said one more time. Poshinetzli. Rav has like Rav. So if one or seven is enough. So what do you see? So could three, so could two, any day. Kunta Bechanina, you need one and seven? Dafka, for sure. That explains the Seder of the Ravid's Hasagas. Okay, that's a fascinating diuk in the Noda B'Yehuda. That's what he says. Now, I mentioned that there were all, we saw this yesterday, there were all, see it again today. Where we have Bedek Habayis Lera'a. Separately, it was on the Torah's Habayis.
It's on the
Torah's Habayis? Torah's Habayis, okay. Bedek Habayis. Zion. Hey. I mentioned that the not the same as his great grandfather, Amtsi Isa. Dvarav Tamuim. Now watch these words, it's a very important word. Da'anan Shiva Nikim Sfurim Be'inon. Vishlamaki Katrilas no Sophon. It's okay. It follows, it points Basrei, Mekamei, as we said yesterday. Bemtson, Zilhochas, Zilhochas, does no good. Atka. So I told you yesterday, is the opposite of the Chazanish. Chazanish said, even if you hold, you need Rishon Ushvi, don't need Tzurim Lefaneinu, and they're all, even if you need one or the other, you still do need Tzurim Lefaneinu. I came to realize after the Beis Davim that the word Tzurim Lefaneinu means different things to different people. So there's no, I can't necessarily bring a raya from this raw against the Chazanish. It means different things, again, the same phrase means different things to different people. To different people. So the it's important to understand that this halacha of the Ra'a not the same as the Balamor. Balamor wanted a paskin like Rabbi Chanina. The Ra'a seems to be willing to paskin like Rav, but Dafka one or seven, and not I think any day in between. And as I mentioned, the Chasam Sofer was willing to be somewhat makel one or seven, was not necessarily willing to be makel on day four, and the basis of either is the Ra'a. There are all holes that way. Fine. Let's talk a moment, but this came up already before, about the No, the Behuda is Kinuach Bialma. I told you yesterday that Kinuach Bialma can mean different things, and I realized that I think I made a little mistake. Because the Shonis mean different things to different people. Where is there about the Ravid's three different Badikas? That's further. I guess they call it links. Plus, I guess. Yeah. Not the Razor. I don't want the Razor. I was on the Razor. Oh, this is bad news. If I am, I shall get back where I have to go. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Three bedikas. Rishon is bedikas kinuach. He bedika le metzias kesel le shalosh noshim. In one bed. Baruch Hashem. Kinuach. So tiras chaver osem. Must come from her and not from the other ones. The shenis. Here's the key. Bedikas beis achitzon. Umokam shasham ashdosh. He bedika le nidu le zavel yom afsokal. Bedika shiva shermanu le mala. So he does require not ad mokam shasham ashdosh. That's what the Beis Yosef said, but it's only Mokom Shasham Ashdosh. As a matter of fact, over here in this edition, there's an asterisk. The Beis Yosef, it says, Ad, nah, all the Ksvus and Ksvus V'yad against the Beis Yosef. Take the word Ad out. So the odd word is out. Okay, there's no Ad. It says just Mokom Shasham Ashdosh. But how do you define that? Now we'll see soon what Beis Apnim, Beis Achis is very important words. We'll see soon. The Pashas is certain. Further in, not a kinuach. So what I mentioned to you, well, hold on, and that year, and then shlishis is a taras. Then he goes through the sugis and dafhei and mesecht nida. Where did he get it from? Mishim peldek as the beso, ena machneses zechorah mustokim. That's why it doesn't work for pekida. We spoke about pekida yesterday to eliminate taras problems. We need a mikan ki afal pish etikne chacham and bedika the tashmish of the taras. In the bedikah letaras, that's what she does. The old, after you beis anida, tviya hiriik in bedikah legabi bala. What does tviya mean? He asks, are the nu want to be together? And then she says yes. That's as good as a bedikah. Yesh mishomer. Stop. There's an expression over here. This is something. What is it? One minute, please. Ah, it's not here. I thought it was here. It's in the Rashba. It's in the Rashba. When the Rashba quotes this Ravid, he adds a phrase, an important phrase. Well, let's first go back to what I spoke about originally. At the very beginning of the year, I told you by Akala, we could be Mekel because she can't do a proper Vedika anyway. Okay, so it'll be even a kinuach. Not so poshut, because it's an in-between stage. The in-between stage is a bedika which reaches the Beis Achitzon, not all the way. The question is going to become a question of fact. I'll speak to the doctor and try to get back to you. A besula, how far in is she able to do a bedika? Can she do, she can certainly do bedika 1, kinuach. Can she do bedika 2? If the answer is yes, if she can't do Bedikah 2, if she can't do Bedikah 3, then maybe we have no raya that Bedikah 1 would be good even with the Evan. For those who remember, we spoke about at the very beginning of the crisis management case, where they forgot to do Bedikahs before the wedding. So this is a little bit of a. The doctor hasn't spoken yet. I have to call the doctor. I'm just saying, remind me tomorrow.
According to this, though, for the 7 days, it would appear that just changing your regular underwear might be
a kinua. Nah, I don't think that's true.
It's tight.
Yeah, but it's not. Even I wouldn't say that. Now, let's look at the Gemara. Daf Hey. Everyone took the Hey Amad Aleph. Give a look. That's where it comes from. Hey Amad Aleph. Istrich. Sakatai Tachamino. Vitok Shemuhum Lebesa. Lo Botko Shapir. Right? Kamash Malach. Comes out the way the Ravid understood Pshat that it would work at the end of the day. It does work. If you look at Tosfos and Rosh, you get an impression, comes to exactly the opposite conclusion. the opposite conclusion. Take a look. Tosa Rosh. Ein mach, it's on column one, the right column, the fifth wide line. Ein mach nisosa l'choron l'stokim. Hilkoch lor v'bidika. Mikan masha l'chol b'dikas noshin tzorok l'tachlis b'chom l'stokim. Ubiyinach alo mikri b'dika l'kinuach. Isn't it beautiful, Akadolim? The same line in Gemara. The Rav proves one way, and the Rosh proves exactly the opposite way. Is it good or is it no good? Amazing. 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 So Claude tells the Rosh it's no good even for Lebaila, Lebesa, Kavachoma, no good for Hefzatar and Shivanakim. Claude to the Rav, since it works Lebesa, works Hefzatar and Shivanakim. And again, he brings a second Rav now, Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Let's take a look for a minute at Yud Beis Amin Aleph, please. Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Last two lines. The Kevin Shetva Enoch Abdika Gadola Mizu. Rashi. Kevin Shetva the Tashmish. Enoch Abdika Gadola Mizu is the Yelo Kimla, the Torahi, Havi Bodka, Ubedika to come a Shmuel Yel, but to be a Sagi. That's the time he learns Pshat in this Gemara. So there's a. I want to share the lesson of the Rajba, not the Gemara, but the Rajba himself. It's Bayez Zion. No. Torah of Bayez Aruch. Again, Bayez Zion. Shar Hey. Interesting language he uses. Quotes the Ravid. Oh, here it is. Huma Farish, we told Shumo the Baser, by Vromzal, the Ravid. And the bodegas b'dika yofa at shricha letaras, ela kamoshet shricha achshel the beisa. Not that it's no good for the Rosh, that it is good. And he quotes the Gemara in the Daf Yud Beis. Ein lecha b'dika lamezu, kloma, fisha no senes data umar geshes, im yesh tam beisa chitzam, ve ein lecha, watch this now, b'dika kol dehu, yes in mitzviya. What does those words mean? I'll give you my read. There's no more minimalist bedika than tefillah, but she doesn't do anything. So it means it's the least. It says yosemi means it's the least. Tefillah is nothing. So if tefillah works, kavachomer, a lesser bedika will work. That's how I read the words of the Rashba. The Ramban has a compromise view. What the Ramban say as the Rashba quotes it over here. Chvimada, b'dikas hafsok ashil halosa mitum alatat shvichon stok. Shivinakim, not koldu is enough. Koldu is enough. I pointed out that it's for two different gersos in the Ramban. Not completely clear what is really required and what is not required. Okay. But the question, of course, becomes, which the question that Achronim ask, how can it be? Which involves minimalist Yisur, relatively, compared to what? Paris! What's going on? So, Rabbi Ki Vega's discussion. Let's look at his terrors. Ki Vega. The Reish. Das arrived. Rashba Hiksha. Eich yevshe lebala shu isu kores kill meyesek taris. Rashi was kashuk. That's the right one. Everyone understand the question? Uvemes ze beposhet yesh tiyashev. You know, Rabbi Vegas poshet is for us, as you know. Vegas, you call it kula backwards, you know. So, what's poshet? The betaris chashinon shemo hadam otzur bistokim. Umetame leisha tumas erev. Whoa, what's this? What's this tumas erev? What's tumas erev mean? It means over here that Nida has, of course, an Issa Labaila, but Nida, as you know, is also ritual impurity, tumah. And within the ritual impurity, you probably look at a little hilchos tumah here and there. It's what we call an ava tumah, that's what we call a rishon tumah. Yeah, familiar with it. I'm not going into hilchos tumah too much now. We'll have to get to it a little bit as the year goes on. We are actual in Seder Taurus. But rishon tumah can come back to what we call through maga, through touch, through contact. Through contact. Okay? And there could even be a contact between the dam nidah and avatuma, so it's a mefurish of Mishnah, and a woman who touches the dam nidah, her own dam nidah, for example, in the proper place, could be have tumas erev. Aval lebala bebedikas the psikas tara came that day bedikas aid samuch lemakom shasham b'shdar shedina the pasuk amakol lezuf malanu im adam otzer bechor nustakim. Who cares? Kevin al kaponim ato ein a rois. She's not a roa. Ela de mikodem rosa. But la mulvati adina de mikodem rosa. On a rotsim lay the rock the posaka moko milosuf. Ein a roata. The kids, what's he saying over here? He's saying like this. For Taurus, it's not enough to have stama a bedika. Why? Maybe there's some blood left in the crevices. When that blood's going to come out later, it's already passed the boundary. On both sides, there is an official boundary between the base, the Pnei Beis Achitz. We'll discuss at length with the anatomy where it is. Somewhere there's a.
You did it in order to have the Hesed Tara. So it can't be old blood. It has to be new blood.
They didn't do a Moftacha. It's not marking. So there's a line somewhere between Pnei and Chitza. If it's Chorin and Stokin, already passed that line. Once it passed that line, it does not render her Asura Labaila. It may still render her a Tumeya, Tumas Erev. Because if it comes out a certain way, it's going to touch her, she'll be Tumas Erev. When she touches the Trumas, the Taurus will be Tumin. That's the verb. So if you need Chorin and Stokin for Tumah Vitara, because even if it came out of the line already, and it's outside the line, it's going to be Matam here later. But for Baila, who cares if the Chorim is stuck in? Once it passed that important line, the halachic line between Pnimi and Chitzon, who cares? It's irrelevant. Let's say, for argument's sake, the blood was on her garment and it came. It's irrelevant. It's out of her already. This is the Chiddush of the Hagoyin Rebbe Kiveg. This is Rebbe Kiveg. Meiridik. This is a very important yourself.
The point in which we have a suffix to me then, it's almost definitional. It's always.
We'll discuss later the relationship between Tumas Nida and Isur Nida. For the moment, we always assume they're the same. Here's a distinction, because once it came out of her body, by definition, not going to make her a Tumas Roa anymore, but it could be Tumas Maga, which is Tumas Erev. That's what we're worried about as far as Taurus are concerned. Fine. Having said all this, Rabosai, I want to show you the how should I say it? I want to show you the Beis Yosef. Does anyone have a Beis Yosef? I'd rather just look and open the safe. We talked about this bedika, which the Rosh speaks about, where he has not the phrase Mokom Shashamash Dosh, which we have already in the Ravid, but Ad Mokom Shashamash Dosh. Whoa. Ho, 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 ho. That's a whole different story. So the Beis Yosef that I ask you to see in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. Ad Mokom She'ever Atashish Magia. That's found in the Torah, where the small gimel is of the Drisha Kenkos of a Rosh. Okay? Says the Beis Yosef, what? Where did this come from? Where? This paragraph starts with Udvarim. Udvarim elu koshim b'einai. She'yevshel le'yisha she'hachas b'ein ha'ed at kolkach b'omek. Vim titchok le'achnisol kolkach b'omek ade takbulos tikak alatzav she'yisaret ha'mokom b'fnim ade abdika v'yotzi dam v'yetzi ed odom b'einim en ha'mokom l'machas docher abdika v'chach omos papikchos she'bohen u'schuranik binu binarusi. We see the kainim shem begam kimi al bedika zu shekot the rabbein aloma shudaba sheyav shal asos. Can't be the tumah zeshen. Can't be. The rush said so. But others didn't say so. No one said this. And the rush in hilchos nidah b'kitzur doesn't mention it either. And the Rashba says. Lo nostu gvul areiz amokah shetach nisenu. Yesh lan olom ha shemashchot leva rosh beperek katinokas amokah shemashdash. Lav davka. How do you like that? Shetach nisenu ba'ome komah shetuchal. Velo liski lo shetach nisenu ma'at. Dimisa da'ad makom shetamashdash binan b'davka. Lo b'shosik minei b'hilchot nida b'kitzer. Afagav dik lemeima de b'chlal chorn istokanu. No. I don't think it's true. Two separate things. It can be Ad Malkus Shemashdash without Chorban Stok, and Chorban Stok and Ad Malkus Shemashdash, two independent things. The Kong of Yisra, the Yeshika Medova, La Vesosu Le Stumi, El Le Behed Yohavi Mefarish, also Kamo Shepirish, Perek Tinokus. Okay, fine, so it's not really required. The Yesh Lisho, next paragraph. Le Matzrich, in the Little Gamal Shemashdash, Minayin Lehem, where'd they get it from? We don't understand where they got it from. Where? Efshar, Shetamam, Shem the Kailan, Nidid Afnem, Noshim mitamos pitzias adam lebeis achitzom afal pisha adayin lo yotzal lechutz k'moshin nisbar b'simil kuf pei gimel. We discussed this just a minute ago. Once it passes that line, it's already she's a roa nida, and whatever comes after that doesn't count anymore. Fine? Okay. Therefore, tzrich olivus kol beis achitzom. V'ad mokam shasham eshdosh hu beis achitzom. Who said so? Where does it say that? It just doesn't quote any source. Well, look at the Gemara. Let's start with the first source, Daf Mem. Rabbi said, turn Daf Mem. Please turn to Daf Mem. Daf Mem. Omen Aleph. What does it say? Kol Anosh, the third line, and Thomas, the Beis Achitza. Rashi. Thomas Mechid Osel Dam LeBeis Achitzon Afagav Dahemidu Kos LeRachma didn't come out yet. Shenema Dam Yizov Bibsara Mashma B'Tok Bibsara. That's what the says in the Mishnah Mefereshes on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. A Mishnah. Okay. Look at the Gemara, please. Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Heini LeBeis Achitzon halfway down. Different stories. Ad ben Ashinayim. What's ben Ashinayim? Tana Malkam Disha, Amar Rav Yehuda, Malkam Shashamish Dosh. You put all these things together and you get that conclusion. As a matter of fact, Ad Malkam Shashamish Dosh is a phrase used in the Rush, but in the Rambah and the Hagos Maimini is even more explicit. Agos Maimini. Watch this. Umachnisa ba'osa mokam ba'omek kol bein ashinayim dahayna mokam disha. Wow. The Beferish. The Beferish. Exactly what the Beis Yosef said. He said it Beferish. That's what it means. Now, there's a bit of a problem. The problem is the Rambam. Perek Hei. Rambam writes, Halacha Dalet. Uvishask marbia ha'eva nichlas v'prozdor v'eino magia ad rosh ha'shebifnim elarochem yimenu matlef yadzbos. So wait a minute, it's not going to be chin anyway. That's the base of kasha. You're saying Makosh Shamash Dashman fills up the entire Beis Achitza. It's not true. Says the Beis Yosef, two teretz. One, you do the best you can. Second teretz, inami, my the last two lines of the paragraph, enam sov b'zeh karamba. Because it says in the Malach Med Beis, heinir Beis Achitza, b'asnitza tan Makosh Shamash Dash. Rabbi Mephorosh Ad Makosh Shamash Dash Dash. Hu beis achitzon, avol adayin nishni beis achitzon tzas tzad pnim, behem mefarshim no, shesham nigmar beis achitzon. The mokom shesham eshdosh. That's exactly where the beis achitzon ends and beis pnim begins. So therefore, the pshat you have to fill up the entire thing. Adkan, the mechaber passes like the rush. Take a look at the mechaber in siman kuf tzadivov siv vav. Passes like the rush ad mokom shesham eshdosh, despite the fact that he said it's impossible in Beis Yosef. And Shulchan Aruch, he actually quoted it. A little bit surprising. That's what he says. He says as follows. Tavitzenz of Mokom Olbek, Bukhlam Sogan, Ad Mokom Shasham Ishdash. He passes like the Mefush. Says the Ramah. Machaba first. Im Yikshe Beinea Mahod Lachniso Kol Kach Ma'omek, Lefachos B'dikos Shiyom Hefzik Tara, B'dikos Shiyom Rishon, Meh Shiva, Tiyena Ad Mokom Shasham Ishdash. By the way, you see if you had a 1 and 7, is that so? He himself make a well without 7 over here. The guy by this cooler. Okay, so you see, not exactly created equal. Says the Ramah, the Lawasa came with Digas Yomishin, Tasa Pamachas, Digas Shayot. The Ramah, of course, the Shitoso. And that's what the Mechaba spoke about a little bit in Sif Dalet, that any day would count. The Iker within. But the Yevet, Lawasa came Klal, Rakshabot, Atma Yofa, Bechorn, and Vistoka, the Omek Hedek, if he Kocha. Ava Pisha lo higia lebaka Hashem Hashdash Sagila. That's where all posts can hold. Most posts can hold. Fine. Now, Bosai, how is the bedika done? With the bedika cloth, obviously. What's the bedika cloth? The cloth. Can you use paper? Paper. I don't mean paper like this. For sure, no good. It's too hot. But the tissue paper or toweling paper. So the Baal HaShulchan writes in Sifkot and Tzadi Zayin. Not sure if it works. Doesn't go into the Chorin Mesdokim. He's a little bit more makel if it's paper towel as opposed to tissue. Number one, it goes again in better. Number two, it won't rip. The tissue, the dual bedika, and it'll come out clean because the piece of the tissue left behind is red. The talent paper doesn't rip so fast. So the pinch, maybe you can do it. He talks about tampons. He calls it Semer Geffen Av Ketsuas Etzba. Come on, man. It's a tampon, okay? He says it doesn't get into the Chorim Ustokim. And therefore he writes, Eini Odea Im also B'dievet. Rabbi Cohen here is such a good maker. Echad Ani Odea. Ani Odea, it's no good. It doesn't go to Chorim Ustokim. How can it possibly be good? I don't know why he's besupik. Rabbi Four says it's no good. The Pisrei Das of Moses says it's no good. I'm not sure why he even thinks it may be good. There's no discussion of a person who cannot do a bedikah. It's too irritating. You wet the cloth. So the post will say you can wet the cloth, squeeze it out. It shouldn't be too wet, because if it's too wet, you can wash away the blood. As far as using other lubricants, such as Vaseline or KY jelly, many poskim are not happy with it. They say it can either cover up the blood or other change the color, whatever it may be. So better not to use the jellies, even though some poskim are more make them. But use just the water and squeeze it out, that's better. Now, Rabosai, the next topic. Remember the Shachias Akasha, what do you talk about? The Bedikah the first day, the Hefsa the first day. You have to wait 5 days. So you give a funny answer, it's a good answer. If she saw in the middle, she was better have Sitara. Excuse me, she might have Sitara after 5 days. Then day eight, in the middle of Shiva the King, she sees blood again. So that's what you have to consider about my other Pasuach. So the Chazon Ish asks, a simple case. True, They have six. She cannot start the Shiva Nikim until day six. We'll get to Sugar Pulatis. I thought today, let's hope tomorrow. Yeah. But what can I do? But she wants them to get the first day. Let's get it over with. The fact that answer is not given indicates to some that that's no good. Have Satera today and Shiva Nikim start in 3 days may not be good. That's the implication of the Shach's Kasha. Look at Torah Sashlamim, please. Sif Koton Yud Gimel. Kuf Tzadivav, Torah Sashlamim, Sif Koton Yud Gimel. Please give a look. We're not told in Makkas and things like this in the first three. I'm not even discussing that now. We're not discussing that Makkah and Tlias. So I'm just skipping that for the moment. The Hainu Miyad Sheposak Dama Biyom Rishon Oshenu Liriyosa Tivdok Atzma Heitev Kimo Shederach Livdok Litzvira Shivanakim Viacha Yom Chamisha Lishimusha Shemaschil Litzvira Shivanakim For Avru Shlosh Yomim Sheposak Dama. She'll check herself day one or two. 3, 4, and 5 are blank. You can't count them because it's Poletus Chumrah. But then she sees on day 6, it's really considered to be day 4 of clean days. We're told about Kismol HaHakel. Meiridik. Meiridik. Tzemach Tzedek. The fact bake. Shlom Eskavim. Kavod Shabbos. But otherwise not. So why is the Torah so shlom? There's a saying called the base Lechem Yehuda. I have it in how come it's not here? How can that be here? It's in every Shulchan Aruch. Is it in the back, maybe? This is my edition. You have it on your page? Read it from the base left on Yehuda. Stay at the Shulchan Aruch. That's funny. It's
regular. It's here.
Where is base? At the bottom. Oh, host of the Farshim. Base left on Yehuda. He quotes the Torah Sashlamim. He quotes it. Linera, the after minad din yofik event. Strictly speaking, right? Abul yesh chash takolo the kama dvarim im tibda konam yom hayle shimusha. The chachamim hishvu lo shimsha kamosh shimsha. Feel the kesem mishim takolo. Oh, she tiaroa gimu yomim odal yomim betzorach laachshav hamosim and azayin akim yesh litos. So therefore, you shouldn't do it this way. But if not for these technical issues, there's nothing intrinsically wrong. With has separated, thank you, the Hefsek Tara from the Shiva Nikim. Shiva Nikim. The Sidrei Tara, who was always the biggest machmer over here, look what he says about this, which is unbelievable. It's this Hapcho Yotris. The Sidrei Tara is making the Chadash's machmer. I kid you not. We've gone throughout the opposite. Take a look, Sivkot and Yudches, Dimamaschel Behine. Kuf Sarivov, Yudches, Behine. Oh. Right towards the beginning. They brought a guy from Shmini. He was about to come out. He says, "In Lobok of Shmini Nikim, I don't Shmini. What's wrong? Let the Shmini be the Shmini. Right? What's wrong? So 8 turns into 7. Salvame ben Chalasa. A Levi the Sphira Bina. That's his proof. The came of the data hoya limnos in the kiyim in mochas yom shepaska su lo chazi yom shmini starufi v'adayu abel I lo bina sphere klal if you don't know, and again the word sphere means different things to different people and svar alomar came of the chosh will limnos v'yom ha-mochas shepaska su yom shalimnos yom sheni came of lo v'kavana ta yom nosa lo kavana machshava klal olet sphere shiv in the kiyim mechatez in noma shedej machshavta migra gara. What's he saying? There's nothing intrinsically wrong to a Hefsek Tara today. Today is what? Today is Tuesday. So if you do a Bedika Quanta Rav the 7th day, which is next what? Next Tuesday. Right? Today's the Hefsek, today is Tuesday. So day 1 is Wednesday. Day 7 is next Tuesday. There's nothing wrong with it at all. What if you do next Wednesday? Also nothing wrong. If it's Shvi without Rishon, so good. So we'll skip Wednesday, make Thursday day one, and next Wednesday day seven. What's the difference? Chazanish says it's wrong. Can't do that. Chazanish says no. You cannot have more according to Rav than 6 days between the Hefsek Tara and the Bedikah. Same as according to Rav Chani, you can't more than 5 days in between. According to Rav, you can't more than 6 in between. Ironically, here the Chazanish can here is more machmer than the Sidrei Tara. Even the Sidrei Tara himself is so sure himself. Look at Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sidkot Beis, at the beginning. Masal Bakal, Lefiza, Ulefiza. There he himself says it's also no good. An interesting stira. If you have an answer, let me know. Okay. We had spoken, again, about the Bari HaShulchan, who said that if you check yourself there, if you're gonna do a douche, what they call, make sure to check yourself before that, that you're not washing away the blood. Quotes a minute not to go to the Merchus for 7 days. The Bach quotes it. Not to go to the Merchus for 7 days. Now they give a bit of a different reason. Kuf Peches, he says that the blood will whiten after the Rechitza. And she'll be Tumei without realizing. The Taz, in the Kuf Peches of Kotna Alv, says it's ridiculous. If it changed colors inside, Shtaka Natame. And we're not worried it's going to wash away the blood. In any of Erebos, everyone agrees, it seems to me, it's permissible to take a shower. There's no chumar, rachmon al-islam, not take a shower for 7 days. That would be bad. Okay, to douche, perhaps you shouldn't do. Okay. I saw in the beautiful Sefer, Pisrei Das, he talks about this, talking about a bathing suit. You have to have a white bottom of the bathing suit. There's no. Everybody 4 degrees on page 214. No. Obviously, all you like was swimming. So, swimming is more than a shower. Swimming, you're under the whole water. So, we're not mocking for this. We spoke before about the idea of white. Do you or don't you need white? So, someone suggests that white is lav dafka. As long as it's a light color, it should be good enough. A light color should be good enough. Rabbi Forst, if you look on page 212, sounds like it's saying that a light color, a beige, might be good, even the chatchila. Wow. That's out of character.
Would that be a chumrah also? Maybe a chumrah for
she's Torah. No. He admits that she's a kesem, she's Torah. He said the only reason why it has to be white or clean, it should be the dam should be nikar. So if you're wearing black undergarments, you can't see what's going on. Now you can't do it shiva the king. But beige, yellow, whatever, you can see clearly, as clear as blood, he suggests in that kind of situation, it would be permissible. Look at this lashon, page 212, maybe even lechatchila, against Rabbi Vosner and Yeshiva the lady. Okay? Good. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure I understand. It's something Rebbe said that the cause of issues you have to count within the first six. You have to move deeper than the first 6 days to the Shir Nikim.
That's the whole like Rav. The latest could be day seven.
So like when the Shulchan Aruch says if you do check day eight, so then you're mashlem masalah. So doesn't that mean that's the first day of the Shir Nikim?
That's what we spoke about. That's Chazir Es Hakasha. We spoke about that. They're both facing forward, it's okay. If they're both one's facing backward, it's not okay. And that's probably the Rabbanan. That's the same paragraph. You look at the Chazanish. He asked that question, we spoke about it a while ago. Okay, fine. Let's say the Bedikah is postponed. Do you need Bedikahs after the Shiva Nikim? I had this question from Mamish, I think yesterday. People called me up. Postponed the Bedikah. You have to do a Bedikah on day 8. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can't go tonight. Say it's Friday night, there's no mikvah in town. I said, absolutely not. Once you finish the Shiva Nikim, it's done. I'm the following Shiloh. You did your bedikah on day 7 in the morning. Technically speaking, what do you say? Done. Mix up the kulo. in my humble opinion, she can change into colored garments. Even dark colored garments. If it's beige, according to the Rabbi Fourth, if I read correctly, she can wear that 7 days straight. Inshallah, that's a bit of Israel that way at all, but maybe I read it wrong. Give a look. And but you can put on even darker garments. It's done. Done. You're supposed to wear white even before the Shiva Nikim start. As soon as you look in Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch, look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Sadi Vav Siv Gimel, where he says, "The Yom Shapaskim in Liras Ubadekas Hatzakama Til Bashkolak Rabbodik Lameshen Al Kesem." Right? See, that's right away. That's right away. Oh, at night you put on sheet, you're not sleeping till the night, but you got to put on the garment that same day, so it would appear. It's not Shiva Nikim yet. Well, that's different. That's different. That it should be clean from any ksamin, because if there's a ksamin, it can't be tola at that point in time. Make sure it's clean. But wouldn't that have to be white? If you ask me, even the machmirim would say it has to be white as opposed to beige, the pasha should only be after it gets dark. But if she doesn't have satara an hour before, that hour she doesn't have to wear a white or light garment. Okay, nearly. As long as it's clean. And now we come to a discussion I had earlier. There are more rights. Umina kosher l'shaisha posekas betara shetirchatz v'lo veshes levonim. I thought it meant, I think the Baal Shulchan also thought it meant, that the rechitza precedes the bedika. In his biurim there he says, woo, it's the chazanish we spoke about before, which is a potential problem if the rechitza here is also mokum. However, I looked in the Torah, because Danny asked me, what came first here? So I looked in the Torah, those who have our Torah, most of you have our Torah, that's the only Torah that goes around. Most popular Torah was mine as well, to put it that way. Here in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, Os Ches, in what they call the Hagos Ve'Oretz, Rokeach Lefaneinu Mashmir L'chadchila Saga Befaneh Shomata. Okay, fine. Ayin Sheva Siman Shin Yud Ches. Can you find this for me? I have a Sefer Tshuva. My Sefer Tshuva doesn't go that far. Huh? I'm looking the wrong Sefer. That explains why. Okay. Rokeach Siman Shin Yud Ches. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. Oh. Then he says, in Maiser Rokeach, Hilchos Kiddushin Siman Kuf Ayin. Does anyone own a Maiser Rokeach? Have seen a Maiser Rokeach? Is it on your list of Rishonim? Have a look. Look for Maiser Rokeach. I never heard of it. Look. Rokeach is certainly there. See if you find Maiser Rokeach. I can look for it here too, but you'll find it faster. If it exists. Hilchos Kiddushin Kuf Ayin. The following lashon. This is critical. The Acha Sheposkos Rochtos. Hey. The Ferish. That is transcribed. I was wrong. The Baal Shulchan may have perhaps been wrong. Maybe I misunderstood him. But I understood until now the Rechitza comes before the Bedika, and that's against the Chazanish, who said you can't have a Rechitza before the Bedika. The Ferish Vakarim. Acha Sheposkos Rochtos. Umulabnos Begodim Noem Vesadin, whatever it is. So I thought it's a different sheet, different author. He quotes over here Nagdomar Agon Rav Chaim Zalman Golis, the Maaser Rokeach, who says the Mechaber was a friend and contemporary of Baal Rokeach. Yeshikotsu, Shubal Rokeach Miatzmo. It's one of the Mishmeres Habayis. Maybe someone was arguing with me, he made him a new say the Maaser Rokeach to defend the Rokeach. I don't know. Do you see anything? Does anything exist?
On Hebrew books, the regular
Rokeach
is under the name
Maaser
Rokeach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So maybe it's all the same thing. But this is Kiddushin Siman Kuf Ayin, and not to do with Shinizayin Ches. I do not know. Okay? Rabosai, we're out of time. Tomorrow we'll start Puletas. I thought it was Puletas today. But Mocha Yeros is it. Okay? Puletas.